currently in my dorm room alone. My friends slash roommate slash friend went out to a party, and frat parties are not really my scene, so decided not to join, but it sounded really fun. It was like Euphoria themed, and they like did their makeup and dressed up like Euphoria, so it seems really cool. I just don't really like frat parties because it's just like so hot and humid, and it's not like a concert. I love concerts because of the live music, but the music at frat parties, it's just like, it's there, but it's like missing the vibe I like. So I decided to stay home and listen to music and dance on my own and kind of reflect just how I've been feeling this week. This week has been such a rough week. The first week of school, I mean, my school announced that there is online for 4 weeks. And the first week, I was like on a high. I was like getting up at like 7 o'clock, going to get breakfast, watching the sunrise, you know, being awake and alert for my 8:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, reading, like exercising, all that stuff. But now on week 3 of online learning, it got a lot rougher. Literally the past few days I've been waking up at 8:30 for my 8:30 and just like doing it in bed, not getting breakfast before, half awake, barely awake. But I'm glad that I'm going to it because it's also pre-recorded. But I know if I don't go to it live, I'm not gonna watch it again. So I'm glad I'm still like attending lectures when they're happening. I don't think I'm gonna stop that. This particular class has an online option for the whole quarter, regardless of like what the school does. So I might be up to going once a week in person when it returns in person, but I'm guessing I'm gonna mostly do the online version. I want to go in person once a week, at least, just because I want to make some friends. Because through Zoom, it's very awkward, and no one is enthusiastic enough to make any meaningful connections. Or I'm not gonna say no one, but I would say most people, especially me, I'm kind of not, my personality I don't think is reflective and its true self when I'm on Zoom. So yeah. Anyways, online learning is definitely getting to me. It's difficult and it's hard for, I think, everyone. Like, even people who prefer online learning, being forced to do it for this long is hard on our mental health. And I know it's necessary and I get it. I'll be online for as long as possible, or not possible, as long as needed. But that doesn't change that it's draining. It's draining me, it's draining so many people, but it's necessary and I get it. Sorry, my hall is really active. There's so many people outside talking. Anyways, yeah. But I'm going home on Sunday because I really want a break from this environment. I don't think I can, like, I don't know. I'm gonna go home on Sunday and return maybe on Wednesday. I'm not sure. Maybe Tuesday. Tuesday or Wednesday. But I think I'll go home Wednesday. Oh my god. Very much talking. But yeah. My friend's birthday is tomorrow. I'm excited. I have to remember to send her a text when it turns 12. But like, yeah. I just finished season 2 of Euphoria, the second episode of season 2 of Euphoria. I think this season is really cool. I really like that they added Dominic Fike to the cast. He plays Elliot. He's such a... I really like his character so far. It's very calming. His character brings a lot of calm energy, but I can tell he's also gonna be a very chaotic storyline. I think him and Rue are sweet. They're both genuine and good people, but together they're gonna be destructive, which is gonna be exciting to see. I don't wanna like see them fail, but it's like, it's gonna be exciting to see how their relationship develops, because I know it's not gonna just stagger off. I don't know how I'm feeling about Cassie this season. She is being manipulated by Nate, but at the same time, I'm like, what is going on? Why are you making these decisions? She's like letting like Nate get in the way, or she's not letting. I think Nate is definitely a great manipulator, but she's also seen what Nate has done to Maddie. She's seen him abuse her, like she knows it. So it's like so concerning that she's letting him into her life. But obviously abusers are good at manipulating people, so it's not necessarily her fault. But it's just interesting to see. Cassie's definitely at a very vulnerable place, and I think Sydney Sweeney plays that role so well. Like, she captures that so well. So it's a good character, but I'm scared to see what happens to her, because I know Maddie's gonna find out somehow, and I don't know what Maddie's gonna do when she does, but I feel like she's not going to react well, obviously. Yeah, I want to be a little more consistent with just these voice diaries. I feel awkward making them in my dorm when my roommate's around. So when she's not around, that's when I'll probably make them. No one really knows about these diaries, of course, because they're my diaries. But yeah, I'm feeling... I think tonight was needed. I'm just like being alone for a bit. And then tomorrow I'm gonna be a lot more social. And on Saturday I have a couple plans, not many, just a couple. And on Sunday I want to go home. And yeah, so sounds good. I think I might watch some Shameless, do my questions, and then yeah, I'll talk later.